Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. Again, we're all over the place, so just type in either As You Wish Talk Radio or eSETI Stargate and you can find us. A lot going on, and you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I entitled the show Understanding Evil, A Guide to the Parting of the Veils and Maintaining Sacred Space, because so many people are losing it right now with these energies. They don't know what's going on, and they're experiencing all kinds of physical problems, mental problems, like headaches. They're getting all spacey, and a lot of it's because of this shift going. We're going to talk more about that later. But, and then pardon me for sounding like a broken record and repeating some of the things I've said previously. You know, we have to remember there's a lot of newbies listening to the show, and what is presently unfolding is frightening to some. You know, welcomed by others, and we cannot deny there's a multidimensional good versus evil chess game unfolding. So some call it ascension, the great awakening. Others call the awakening healing of humanity, the earth. The higher realms call it planetary liberation. This process is challenging, you know, to the very foundation and beliefs of all but the enlightened. You know, the enlightened are kind of sitting back going, oh, yeah, okay, I see the players now. I see who's what, who's who, and everything, and they're doing their best to sidestep it. Anyway, those aware of the multidimensional world we live in, both sides of the coin, good entities and bad entities, with a gray area in between, are aware of this transformation. And some believe there are only good humans and bad humans, with a little understanding of what drives both, a vibrational continuum of both good and evil. So enlightenment means to be in knowledge of both sides of the coin. Denial is not a form of enlightenment. It is driven by ignorance and fear. So there is a multidimensional dark force as well as a multidimensional light force. And this is all being played out as we speak in humanity and the Earth's spiritual evolution. So what some call the Muggle world, you know, has those going about their lives, you know, business as usual, often serving the dark force either willingly or in ignorance, and this is coming to an end. So, you know, everything's accelerating now and everything's being revealed. So anyway, the way to discern which side, you know, one is serving is by applying universal law. And it's really basic, you know. Is it in service to others or self-serving? Do your thoughts and actions promote universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and health and prosperity for all? And there's a lot of people that think they're serving in the health agenda, but, you know, we're finding out they aren't. They're part of the beast program, you know. So anyway, we have to ask, do you serve the beast, which promotes fear, division, diminishes freedom, perpetuating the pain, suffering the dark force needs to survive? You know, there's a force, in order for it to stay here, it has to exist within a certain frequency or vibration. And so in order to stay, it has to perpetuate more pain and suffering as through this process to try to maintain its existence, basically. And I mean, I can go deeper into that later, but it's obvious. So we need to be brutally honest with ourselves. And, you know, the world has been a world of tyranny governed by self-serving tyrants under draconian law, disempowering and dividing the people so as not to bring attention to them and their own misdeeds. Yeah, I've been watching some of this Crockett and all these other people out there, and they're promoting so much division. And they say, we're speaking for the black people. But then when you talk to some everyday black person, they go, they don't speak for us. They're, you know, we're not slaves. We're not victims. We're not, you know. And, you know, we have a driver's license, you know. We have ID. We can vote. You know, it's like, it's just crazy. And so they're in their own little world. But that world's collapsing right now. So They're the wolves in sheep's clothing guarding your chickens, which represent your assets, your money, and personal labor. And basically, it's not going to end well unless something's done. So the Trump administration and Elon are exposing all of this as part of the Great Awakening, restoring the power back to the people, those that serve the beast, you know, and their ignorant socially engineered followers are doing everything to remain in power and support the very people that have enslaved them. In most cases, they are ruled by fear of the Trump administration, accused of what the left are doing and have been doing for quite some time. So this, if you know, unchecked, will lead to social, economic, and environmental collapse. So the eventual demise of the majority of the people of Earth, basically. So if we don't do something about this, we are going to totally collapse. And they're doing everything they can to preserve. When America gets its, I want to say a certain word, let's say act together, this is going to be global, and it's going to be a firestorm. And it's already started across the entire globe to get rid of the tyranny. And this isn't overstated when you understand what happened in the past. You know, when the left claimed to be socialist, marching communist marches, burn the flag, and raise the flag of other countries, this is all contrary to America and what America was founded upon and stands for. So it's also a betrayal of their oath to serve and protect the people and the Constitution. And it's also total ignorance of the past history of socialistic and communistic countries. I mean, they're doing everything to ban your freedom of speech, and they use everything to shut you down. You know, when you see who they are and what they're doing, you know, they weaponize the agencies and they do everything possible to trespass on your basic freedoms. So they're not the party of the people, as people are realizing. But we are going through some trying times right now, but we're going to have to kind of bite the bullet for just a little while to get everything back on track. And once everything's back on track, America's just going to prosper. It's going to just explode. So anyway, if this all sounds crazy to you, you've not been paying attention. So the beast, whatever name you want to give it, you know, would rather have you exterminated rather than lose control. And this explains the latest vaccines the FDA has finally ruled, under the preponderance of evidence, create cancer. You know, research has undeniably proven other adverse effects such as myocarditis, blood clots, compromised immune systems, all of which they want to bestow on your children, including autism, directly rising with the rise in recommended vaccines. I'm pretty sure RFK is going to just blow the whistle on all of this, if he has already, but I'm sure he's going to make a very official announcement. But you know, all this stuff is not normal, it's not natural, and it's coming from a source. So we have to figure out what the source is, and he's got the goods, he's got the receipts. So anyway, this satanic Luciferian network operates on the Hegelian principle: cause the problem, generate fear, the reaction through the mainstream media, and then offer the solution, which is often more enslaving and deadlier than the problem, cashing in all the way. They don't even use their own money, and the taxpayers cover everything. And they're all funded through their NGOs and everything. That's all being exposed right now. And we can't deny that, you know, much to the chagrin of the Democrats and some rhinos. So it's all written in detail in their manifestos. So, you know, check out the, you know, just Google it. Google the manifestos of the New World Order or the Council on Foreign Relations, all that stuff. Read Klaus Schwab's book. You know, it's all in there. They've said exactly what they're going to do, and they're doing it. And you can see the effects of that. So anyway, some call the beast a satanic Luciferian billionaire eugenist, deep state, morally and integrity challenged politicians and officials, you know, all referring to the same collective consciousness. So when we say the beast, we're covering that whole thing. Yeah, the beast has many heads, and we're just covering this shadow government and this other force. So most gods, you know, worship on earth basically are money and power, followed by pretty much imbalanced sex. I mean, those sex, money, and power run the world right now. And so we're not talking about the sharing of love and procreation. We're talking about the taking of love, operating from the first three chakras, a mix of survival, sex, and power, where most of our trauma resides, creating dependencies and making it almost impossible to acquire a true, lasting relationship, coming from the heart, and not mixing that with all these other energies and traumas. We really got to do our process-oriented therapies and clear these energies out if we expect to have any kind of a relationship, because you're just going to be projecting, all your wounds and traumas from past experiences on your mate, basically. And that includes past lives as well. So we got to do our shadow work and clear that out. Anyway, to combat the shadow government, due to the extreme uneven dispersal of wealth, it's going to take money and power in the hands of those who desire to return the power back to the people. There comes a time when money no longer matters. Only your friends and family and how you serve takes precedence. And though not having a perfect past often, used against them by the dark forces, somewhere in their journey, these leaders awakened, saw from the inside the insidious game of disempowerment, enslavement, division, pain, and suffering created by a tyrannical network, a force that infiltrated almost every position of power on earth. They used morally and integrally challenged people, in their own lust for power and wealth, often again, sex or sense gratification, to entrap them. This includes leaders of all institutions, political, business, and religious institutions. The ones who broke free and transcended the entrapment of the first three chakras found a healthy balance. And not from abstaining by engaging, like many previous prophets, eventually leaving the past behind, moving to a higher expression of love. There's in the yoga teachings, they talk about there's two ways of transcending this. And they said, one, engage until you're done with it, until you find out it really doesn't go anywhere eventually, or abstaining. So it's not you don't abstain and you don't, but we really want to get back to balance. But in the yoga tradition, there's two ways of transcending it, engage until you're done with it, and then the other one is abstinence, basically abstaining from it. But anyway, we've talked about, leaving the past behind us, moving to a higher expression. So, the love for Earth and it's all of its people and all God's creation is where a lot of these people are moving towards, but they have a past, and the dark forces try to use that past to take them down. Anyway, somewhere in their time, they had a come to Jesus moment, a come to Buddha or Kuan Yin moment, or whatever master you want to use, and they're now operating in alignment with universal law. The Pope's death signals the beginning of a whole new era, and they know in the end God wins. Some already had their light review and now stand firmly in the light. So we cannot deny the extreme self-serving decadence being uncovered in the music and movie industry, the Epstein Diddy revelations, the blackmailing of leaders in all institutions, the deceptions of the corporate-owned mainstream media, all puppets, yet never asks who are the puppet masters. The big question is who governs the puppet masters, seen and unseen? So as I'm saying, there's a multidimensional thing happening here. It goes back to some very dark, satanic, Luciferian entities and reptilians and grays. There's the Orion Alliance, not to be confused with the Orion Council of Light. And that's the governing, the multidimensional governing side of the dark force. And we'll talk about that later. But anyway, only the enlightened people really know the answer to this multidimensional question. So in simplicity, there's a dark force and a light force. It's hierarchical, a vibrational continuum, yet the dark forces are limited to the third and fourth dimensions. So there's a psychic barrier after the fourth dimension. And in order to pierce that, you have to be in unity consciousness. And I know there's a lot of people saying there's like 37th dimensional reptilians coming in and I'll be your savior, I'll block, I hear all these stories and I just go, oh God. But anyway, you cannot get into the fifth dimension unless you're in unity consciousness. Basically, it doesn't function. Your frequency doesn't allow it. and the psychic barrier doesn't allow it. So anyway, that's why in the fourth dimension, you have a lot of masters and teachers and psychics. A lot of psychics tune into the fourth dimension. They can get good information and things like that. But you want to get beyond the fourth into the fifth. And that's when you're really dealing with self-mastery and enlightenment. And that's where we need to go. You know, it's great somebody can tell you your future and things like that, but how about creating your future? How about changing that reality and creating a different reality? That's where we need to get to. So anyway, there are actually people on Earth physically that are aligned all the way up to the 11th dimension. You know, it said God has given its best for these times. Most will never recognize them because you can only see from your own chosen reference points. Most believe they're a socially engineered personality in a meat suit. And we humorously call them the Tesla burners, you know, who demanded electric cars, virtue signaled how environmentally correct they were, only to be torched and keyed by their own socially engineered people. You know, if that's not a wake-up call, I don't know what is. I mean, it's a schizophrenic program going on, and if you can't see that, and it's driven by the lamestream media and the left, and so as soon as you stop playing ball, then you're demonized by them, and they go after you. So anyway, here recently, a state employee caused over $20,000 damage to Teslas and was caught and pretty much got a slap on the hands, you know, in Tampon Tim state of Minnesota. So, you know, what that's telling you about the weaponization of the courts who are doing everything possible to block Trump from executing the will of the people. You know, we put him there. He's in charge, you know, basically. Nobody voted for these judges, you know, so, and he's doing the will of the people. So back off, chill out, you know. Anyway, the billions of dollars in graft, kickbacks, NGOs, shell companies owned by the elite, now 4.7 trillion missing from the Treasury Department, is astronomical theft of the taxpayers' money. And the numbers keep going up. Yet the Dems and the few rhinos want this all to continue. And people to dig deeper with higher, you know, deeper in their pockets with higher taxes, most of which aren't even making ends meet now. So, you know, we're at a precipice where if the present administration is not successful in turning this around, everything will collapse and there will be a revolution and it will be global. And in many countries, this has already started. So, you know, one day the left are going to turn around and just. And we're going to be back in, oh God, what's that? I keep forgetting the name of that movie. You know, it's going to be some kind of apocalyptic movie, you know, and they're going to turn around and look at it and go, yeah, I guess we created this. Whoops, you know, we went too far. Anyway, on the lighter side, the good news is that there are those that know they are an eternal soul, have lived many lives, and are a spirit with a body. And that spirit is multidimensional, all the way back to source, God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And so God, creator, great spirit, and our multidimensional selves, along with the ascended masters, saints, and sages, including our star families, are pressing in, bringing their consciousness and energy to humanity and the earth. They're putting an end to the self-serving tyrants and their minions, you know, who willingly and in ignorance serve them. The highest level we can physically measure is the activity of our sun, and all suns, including our own, are connected to the central sun, the seat of the creator of this universe. The exponential increase in solar activity, flares, CMEs, and coronal holes are blasts of consciousness and energy moving down the vibrational continuum. And this is all the way down to our physical bodies. So this is the driver of the Schumann resonance, which has been off the scale, and the increase in severe weather, earthquakes, and volcanic activity. This is opening us to a higher consciousness, changing our very DNA. So this is right down to the DNA levels. We're getting bombarded by cosmic rays, which are the real DNA changers. So now you know why billionaire eugenicists are trying to block the sun with chemtrails, a toxic soup of heavy metals, chemicals, biologicals, disempowering nanotech, attempting to destroy our DNA. And you know why they're trying to keep us sick, stupid, poor, perpetuating the pain and suffering. And that is the only way they and their dark overlords can retain power and control. They're desperately trying to stop the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. You know, in 2 weeks, experiments designed to block out the sun are scheduled to begin. You know, so the viral outbreaks, the experimental injections referred to as vaccines, filled with heavy metals, graphene, snake and snail venom, you know, research the work of Dr. Artis and Dr. McCullough, the frontline doctors, and other researchers that are finding these, you know, snake and snail venoms, including, you know, Gila monster venoms, you know, on a massive scale in people's blood and stool samples. And we talked about this in the last show. You know, where did it come from? When was the last time you were bitten by a cobra or a Gila monster? You know, your processed foods contain many of the same toxic elements. Now they're injecting chickens, pork, and beef with mRNA, including game animals. And I bet you nobody told you about that. Might want to ask Mr. Smuckerturt about that one. He financed it. So now they're finding E. coli in vegetables and water supplies in major cities. And so they say, watch the water. That's why they're saying, watch the water. So they use E. coli bacteria to create the medium to grow the spike proteins, AKA synthesized snake venoms. They have to keep the masses dumbed down, sick, and poor, capitalizing at humanity and Earth's expense. And this is why we have always said, when you see the chemtrails end, we won. You know, this will be followed by a major detox cleanup effort and miraculous healing technologies. You know, things they talk about, med beds and all these other things are going to come out. The detox formulas are given on Dr. Artis and McCullough's website. So, you know, Google that and you can get the what you need to detox and block these things from, you know, messing. You know, we got hit really hard here. They did some low-level spraying and we had that fog going on. And everybody got sick afterwards. Everybody I talked to in the areas was sick, really sick, and they can't figure out what it is. And I think they're doing the snake venom and crap. They've aerosoled it, actually. They've turned it into a powder already, so it would be easy to aerosol it. So anyway, a lot of people, you know, this explains why the legislation to stop chemtrails and limit vaccines is mostly in red states, because in most cases, the blue states, the leadership is self-serving deep state operatives that serve the beast. And the leadership in blue states, especially sanctuary cities, in most cases are morally and integrity challenged. You know, their cities are on a downward spiral in social, economic, and environmental decline. And so they're still participating in the weaponization of the governments, practicing lawfare through the agencies and against churches, conservatives, anyone outspoken that sees the big picture, AKA me. You know, so anyway, comes with the territory. So there's a massive exodus in many of these cities, reducing their ability to provide services and maintain a healthy standard of living. They're on the Sodom and Gomorrah timeline, driving anyone of wealth and consciousness away. You know, history repeats itself. If we don't gain the wisdom from the past and change our course, like a frog in a pot, you know, that's eventually boiled alive, most have just accepted their declining living conditions, the escalation of crime and poverty and disease, and governed by those in gated mansions without empathy, claiming to be champions of the poor. I've never seen anything like that. Well, what about the children? And what about the poor? And that's all these people say over and over when they're all millionaires, some billionaires, and they're living in these gated mansions. And you know, let's walk the talk. You know, if you really care, start taking care of the poor. You know, you've got more than you could ever spend or need. You know, why not start doing some good with it anyway? Anyway, that facade that they're doing and their masks are all coming down, and they're going to fall with the beast that they serve. So, what happens when people wake up and the power is returned to the people? The God within comes forward within everybody. And that is destiny. That's where we're going. So, the tyrants and their puppets will have nowhere to hide. They won't be able to walk the streets. This is already in motion and will continue to escalate. The awakening and healing of humanity and the earth is administered by an unseen force consisting of God, Creator, Great Spirit, the beautiful many ascended masters, prophets, saints, and sages, along with the greater family of man, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. And some of these are our ancient ancestors returning. And they're the ones that built those marvelous temples that we still don't understand and cannot build today. So we're just now starting to figure out that these are resonance amplifiers and resonance chambers, and they're actually activating right now. So I talked about that in the last show. They're going to change the whole consciousness of the planet and frequency, basically. So they're ending the reign of the fallen ones, which includes negative ET intervention. And we have a long forbidden history of that. So extremely scientifically advanced off-world visitors, yet some were spiritually backwards and, they were erased by their own hand with great wars and catastrophes like massive volcanic eruptions and tsunamis and pole shifts. So anyway, in the days of Atlantis and Lemuria, they really misused technology, and it got into the wrong hands, and they started using technology to diminish the rights of the people, and then anybody that disagreed with them, any other civilizations that disagreed with them, they just melted them down. But unfortunately for them, the Lemurians actually brought a nice meteor in and slammed it. Thus, we have the Atlantic Ocean. So anyway, this Atlantis and Lemuria were huge. It goes parts of Hawaii or parts of Washington here, parts of Hawaii. It was a huge civilization that went under, and all the ocean levels, the plates were moved, started moving, ocean levels changed, and most of them, the oldest structures are becoming molten rock right now. The plates are just recycling them, and then some of the other ones are buried under ice or deep underneath the water, but we know they're there. And they're all being activated now, so there's a weird buzz coming from them, and that's a good thing. But anyway, there's the megalithic structures left behind. They're just undeniable that civilizations much more advanced than the days once lived on Earth. Now, I got in a lot of trouble for this because I went and spoke at the UFO conferences, and we had all of these archaeologists and people there, and they're talking about the pyramids, and none of them talked about all the structures underneath the pyramid and the fact that pyramids are all connected through tunnel systems and everything else. They didn't even say anything about that, and they all had their theories, that we were an advanced. Humans evolved from the ape, and then we got to a high level of consciousness and technology, and then cataclysms took them out. They have all these basic structures, but and I said actually, ET's built those structures, and oh boy, they got pissed. They got really pissed at me, and I said, you don't understand. We're all ETs. The Earth has been colonized over and over again, and we've had to start over as primitives. But the Earth was actually colonized. There was a knuckle dragger here that was the natural form of man that was evolving. And then, the ancient ones tinkered with that and kept upgrading it. Why are there still apes? Basically. If we came from an ape, why are there still apes? It doesn't, none of this makes sense. But anyway, it's a history. We have a long history of star nations coming here and setting up camp and building civilizations and then getting into division, a power struggle, and then taking themselves out. So that's the thing. And we're right at that epoch right now. We're right at that level of the power structures. We've developed ourselves in technology to where we can once again erase us ourselves from the planet and pretty much destroy the planet for quite a long time. And we're right at that point again. So we get to choose now. Are we going to take the same path? Or are we going to say, hey, let's choose universal law, let's choose peace, let's all work together? and move in that direction. So anyway, as we've always said, just because you're dead does not mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET does not mean you are benevolent. And this includes the little g gods of the past, some benevolent, some self-serving to the point of genocide. So, the Old Testament, you have a jealous, wrathful, genocidal God. The New Testament, you have the all-loving, all-forgiving God, So you have two choices. Either the Old Testament was a historical point where a being that passed himself as God was a jealous, wrathful, very advanced being, and a new one came in that was very godly and the God of love and peace and took care of business and kicked him out. So anyway, that's the only way you can explain the Bible, really, unless you'd have to be schizophrenic if you don't understand what really happened. So, I mean, this being comes down out of a shiny disc, and has bronze feet like calves, has fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. It lands, it sounds like a thousand rushing rivers. And then he steps out, and cherubim wheels within wheels with flashing lights all around and move out. And this bearded guy steps out and orders six of his men with their shattering weapons to go destroy all the men, women, and children of Israel. And how can six men destroy a whole city? Come on. Like all they had were spears and arrows back then and swords. So they had some pretty powerful weapons. But anyway, that's your origin. That's the origin of your wrathful God. So it wasn't God. It wasn't the absolute. There's something beyond that. So anyway, I'll talk further about that. But the ultimate soul journey and the latest UFOs, the origin of man and religion, this is all written in there. Reunion with Source, Becoming Gods, Anunnaki Return. All those books talk about this. So if you want to catch up, just go to the website. And also the prayers for protection and healing, unseen negative influences and world and personal healing meditations are on the website as well. Go to, www.eseti.org. And you can go to esetitv.com too and see a lot of the information, a lot of the workshops and everything. So we're going to have to become adept at shielding, spiritual healing, seen and unseen negative influences is necessary in the days to come. The veils are getting thin and between worlds and that's why people are seeing all these shadow beings and crazy cryptids and all these other things starting to appear because there's portals opening and there's veils going down. So, and we're going to see the unseen negative influences and feel them coming through others, So it's imperative we learn self-mastery in the days to come and rise to the occasion and hold ourselves and others accountable to universal law. That will see us through these challenging times. A little piece of land, fresh water, gardens, and daily spiritual practices are very advisable right now. And because no man or woman can stop what is coming. And we're only the messengers, and it is our destiny to join the greater family of man throughout the multiverse and make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And most advanced civilizations live under universal law, and they spend time connecting with the God within, making their own personal connection. And somebody asked me, do the ETs have a God? And I said, yeah, but it's omnipresent. It's omnipotent, omniscient. It's everywhere. It's closer than the hair on your head. It's the creator within all creation. It's like, I think it's time to play the game. How big is your God? And we are going to have that game. So anyway, they're not, the tyranny will create its own demise. They're not frequency specific to the ascension process, the awakened healing of humanity and the earth. Everything is being amplified and accelerated, including action reaction, some call karma. And they're on the downward spiral. And the big question we have to ask ourselves, do you want to join them? Excuse me. We got hit by the We were hit by the Vog, with the volcano going off there. And then I get back and we're hit by the fog. And this weird fog came in and everybody got sick afterwards. And it's the same one that's been hitting everywhere. And starts out with a whole lot of chemtrails. And the next thing, this weird wake up in the morning, it's just fog everywhere. And it was localized. It was really crazy. And then everybody got sick. But we know where that's coming from. There is one more thing we wish to address. It's called unity consciousness versus religion. So many religions have been built on the wisdom of previous masters, yet were distorted by kings and leaders to control the masses. So if you go back to the original words of the masters, there are no divisions in God, Creator, Great Spirit. It's the absolute, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions. It's the birther of the unified field in which we all reside. So there were historical accounts of jealous, wrathful, genocidal, little g gods, and all-loving, all-forgiving gods. And we have to acknowledge this, or we have a schizophrenic understanding of God. The image of the jealous, wrathful, genocidal God validates the perpetual wars, genocide, and religious divisions. And we are the family of man in all its diversity. We share one planet, and we are the people of the earth. We are one civilization, diverse as it is. And it's time for the divisions to end. So if you believe you have to defend your image of God, you have a very little God. And there never was a holy war. There were only kings and leaders wanting what another had, demonizing the other as ungodly, whipping his people into religious frenzy, then going to war to conquer and take what another had. And this is true in the past as it is today. And there never was an addendum to thou shalt not kill. Of course, if your life and family are threatened unjustly, there is a self-preservation clause. But, we have to ask ourselves, what the far-off distant wars most perpetuated by lies and deceptions have to do with us. It's not the same as in the past, kings and leaders wanting it, but it has it's it, I mean, I'm sorry, it's gone beyond that. Anyway, we're so programmed now, it's just like in Pavlov's dogs, you ring the bell and we all salivate and go to war. But maybe we can just meet our needs at home. What a novel idea. Maybe we don't need to control other countries and other environments, So the previous understandings are the solution to ending the wars and divisions. Getting the religious fanatics to embrace it is a real job of true leadership, not perpetuating the wars and divisions. Technology without spirituality was the cause of many an ancient civilization's demise. So with today's advancement in weaponry, for war, we are fast tracking to an extinction level event. And soon it'll take only one fanatic to destroy an entire country. So we're already seeing this with the new weapons, chemtrail, and bioweapon technology in the wrong hands. So maybe it's time to return the power to the people, educate the people concerning universal law, and end the tyranny and misuse of technology once and for all. It's not an option if this civilization is going to continue. So we cannot excuse ourselves from serving the beast by saying, it's my job, or I have to feed my family, or God and country. Cherokee have saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. So eventually everyone suffers at the hand of the beast, and everyone will be held accountable for their actions in service to the beast. And that's what's unfolding now. The great reveal, the acceleration of karma, and a huge infusion of impeccable integrity from on high, and is coming in. And these ascended masters and saints and sages and spiritually advanced ET, all of them are pressing in right now. And everything is connected, and they're bringing their consciousness and energy here to this realm. So it's going to get interesting. And I also like to leave on a positive note, with a little humor. Trump's meeting with Ho Duck Fuck. Deputy Prime Minister of Vietnam went well. I can't even do this. Ho Phoc is spelled Hophoc. It is pronounced that way, but and for those whose minds went into the gutter. And so good thing we didn't talk about Anthony Weiner, or some of the other dicks in Congress, or Bernie Madoff, who made off with everybody's money, And Bernie's a saint compared to what some politicians raked in. The last thing we want to mention, we are broadcasting on the 24th today, and we're going through a folding of time. So it's going to get weird as people adjust to the new frequencies and the new time. So the way that was explained to me is that they flip. What happens is they'll fold time. And we're getting to jump. We're going to jump through some really nasty events, and we're going to skip them and go over them, and then start up again on a higher level. So that's the whatever the simplest explanation for it. But we are going through a major shift, a major change, and there's no denying it, But again, it's the sun's going off. People are having to adjust to the new higher consciousness and energy of the higher dimensions coming in. And the old world is collapsing. And so it's going to be chaotic for a little while, but just focus on making your own personal connection with Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And get in touch with the land, take care of the land, take care of your gardens, work with others, create your own communities, and you'll probably get through these times because it is going to get a little crazy. But anyway, the beast is clawing and scratching all the way out, and so you have to just kind of avoid it as much as possible. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening and enjoy the time shift. And this will help explain some of the things you went through by the time we broadcast this. And keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times. And focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. I mean, that's what the masters say. And don't let everybody steal your joy, because there's a lot trying to. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Good night. Here it goes. First big chemtrail, and they're gonna block out the whole sky. Massive chemtrails. Just massive. Over the mountain. Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.